Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 28th day of August, year of our Lord, 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance, which is very controversial in some areas, believe it or not. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, it's a book. It relates to the work I've been doing for quite a few years. Here's the title of the book. I'll say the title of the book and the author twice slowly. A Little Ice Age Has Started. The author is Lawrence Pierce. I say again, the title of the book is A Little Ice Age Has Started. The author is Mr. Lawrence Pierce. Available at Amazon.com and probably your local bookseller. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of now, I believe, 11 books, with I'm sure more on the way. Weekly radio talk show host and advanced amateur archaeologist. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, lots going on in the news, as always. What's at the top of your radar?
Well, this is a really interesting one this week. There, apparently, and we don't know this, Trump denies it. He denies he said this, but there was a quip that was related from a national security meeting in which Trump, of course, being president, partake, and claiming that he said that we should nuke hurricanes. Which is interesting because there's one forming right now in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean that might devastate already devastated Puerto Rico. And then they're saying it might be in the United States down someplace down the southeast by the holiday weekend coming up. So that's kind of strange. But the quip was that Trump said, why don't we blow off a nuclear bomb, blow a hurricane apart? So this has bounced around the news media and with all of the hacks and the news people and people trying to attack Trump like he was Barry Goldwater going to, you know, they did with Barry Goldwater, make him into a nutcase. But anyway, the point is how poorly informed the president is on issues of, in this case, national security, in a sense. We've had hurricanes. Under his watch, we've had many big hurricanes, like Michael coming in Florida, which went from a Category 1 to Category 5 hurricane in 3 hours, which is impossible. So, and then to imagine his somebody actually writing this down and passing it to the news media is another whole issue. But the idea that nobody up in that upper echelon of science understands what a hurricane is, and that my work, which has been around since, in terms of presidents knowing it, since the mid-1990s, how poorly informed our president is.
Well, the deep state most likely conceals things from these presidents. These presidents come and go every 4 to 8 years. The deep state, I'll give you an example. I have a neighbor who recently retired, when I say recently, about 6 or 8 years ago, retired from doing clerical work, administrative work in Washington, D.C. She began work there during the Eisenhower administration. And that's not unusual. These men and women stay there for decades and decades, and that is the deep state, isn't it, Jim?
Well, partly, but it sounds like these people are just like people that have a task and they push papers or they do whatever they do. They don't have any administrative ability. The problem is you get people in like NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or say like the Hurricane Prediction Center, a bunch of scientific, these are real hacks, that this whole thing should have been disbanded when Dr. Gray and his assistant quit. This was many years ago. They quit basically stating that nothing that this group is doing has any scientific validity at all in predicting hurricanes. And their hurricane is a joke. Hurricane prediction scheme is a joke. They have a computer model that has nothing to do with hurricanes. And, you know, this is our national supported center for hurricanes. What they're talking about is something in the middle of the Pacific Ocean affecting Atlantic hurricanes, which is absurd. Everything they're doing is just goofy off the wall. But back to the main issue that, you know, the president, and on key issues, and you can talk to people who've been in security positions, and, you know, the 12 people that surround him in a real security meeting, generals and, you know, high, you know, brass from the military, are really, in a lot of cases, you know, maybe they're experts in their region. But then you get it off into something like weather, and they have no clue. In the military, you would think that they would understand weather because that's going to affect any military operations from the very beginning, and not understand that hurricanes are being manipulated with laser satellites, which the United States built and launched. And that you can control hurricanes, you can minimize their effect, you can guide them away from land. And this information, you know, they're talking about putting a nuclear bomb in a hurricane, which is absolutely absurd. But the point of if Trump said something like that, he was just looking for a way. He said, yeah, can't we do something? You know, like put a nuclear bomb in it. You know, it's just a comment. So it's not like he was going to do that. It was just like using an example. But back to the point, how poorly informed this guy is on major issues.
Well, that's unfortunate. And I know he's doing the best he can, given his capability. But it is unfortunate. You want to move on from there, Jim?
Sure. What do you got on your side of the table?
Well, the Congress goes back into session the 9th of September, so that's typically when all the Congress critters start getting in front of cameras and making, especially the Democrats, making outrageous statements. I know here in Missouri, we've had some issues with children being shot to death by stray bullets, and mayor of St. Louis, whose husband was shot in a random street crime, she wants Missouri legislature to pass some law that will cause criminals to not be criminals anymore, which is, I'm using my terminology, of course, which is, of course, a fantasy. And the Missouri, I believe the Speaker of the House basically said, look what they've done in Chicago. You could not have any more restrictive laws than they got in Chicago, and it's off the charts crazy, the people being murdered there every day. So that will be an issue also. Missouri has what they call the veto session for their state legislature coming up in the next few days. And the socialists, Democrats, Muslims, communists are disappointed that there will be no anti-gun agenda on the table to be dealt with in Jefferson City, the capital of Missouri. So that's going on in Missouri. Also, we had a federal judge overrule part of a Missouri law banning abortions once the child has reached 8 weeks old, but keeping in place the part that bans abortions because of race or sex or other things. So I guess that's a small win. And the Missouri Attorney General is looking at options right now to get back to where we want to be in Missouri, which is to stop abortions altogether. So that's what I'm looking at, Jim.
Well, yeah, the liberal agenda is really insane. Just on the first point, it turns out that in San Francisco and other Western California cities that have turned into just absolute pits, they have decriminalized a lot of issues so that they can say there's no crime in their city. And that's the point, is that, you know, the crime is off the chart. And so they're finding new creative liberal terms for criminals, or like youth would be called them socially affected people. And in other words, this was society's fault, not the fault of the person committing the crime. And then people who would be victims would be also called the same. So the point is that you're the victim, and the perpetrator of the crime would then be classified as the same, as some kind of just a result of society, and nothing and no punishment. And the reason they're doing it is because they want to eliminate the ability to talk about the crime levels in their city. In fact, some of them have outlawed talking about the crime level, that you can't publish it in the paper. That's, you know, that's
the level. That will not stand up to a court challenge for a minute. That will collapse under any kind of court challenge. Well, up in Seattle, Jim, the judge at the courthouse there in downtown Seattle asked the city to power wash around the courthouse because there's so much urine and feces around, human feces. And a Seattle city councilman said, no, you can't do that, because using a hose or a power washer is racist. And so they're not going to wash the feces and the urine from around the courthouse, because using the hose would be racist.
Did you get the connection there, or
well,
I'm missing that one?
Well, the connection is in the riots of the 1960s, fire hoses were used against black people, so that's why it's racist. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, you know, I don't know what they put in the water up there in Seattle, but there is certainly a disconnect with reality, in my opinion.
Well, you know what happened there, though, is all the people from California moved up there to get away from California, and they brought their liberal mental disorder with them.
Yep. Yep. And well, my daughter is a native-born, a native Seattle person, and she tells me that most of the Seattle natives are just sick and tired of Californians coming up there and californicating the Washington state. It was a fairly normal state before the Californians came up there and californicated the state.
Yeah, yep. And then they move on. Once they've destroyed a place, then they move on to other places.
Like Montana.
We had an expression in Minnesota that it was the winter kept the riffraff out, because the people couldn't manage the cold weather. So you don't find them moving to Minnesota. They can get to Denver, because Denver's not that bad as far as winter is concerned.
That makes me wonder how people from the heated part of Africa, Somalia, ended up in some of the most brutal winters on the face of the earth, at least especially in the United States and Minnesota. I can imagine a Somalian, the first winter in Minnesota, thinking, was it such a good idea to come here in the first place?
Well, yeah, but they had no choice. They were put there. They were brought there and dumped off, and that's what goes on. But they don't go outside. They don't do anything. They don't go and enjoy the winter as local people do. They just stay inside.
I bet they do.
and they probably turn the heat up to 90.
And we're paying for it.
Yeah, and you're paying for it.
There was a widely publicized photograph in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch newspaper 30-something years ago. A young Caucasian male adult was installing some film over a window to help insulate the house against the cold weather, while a young adult black male about the same age was sitting on a couch watching. The volunteer installed the plastic over the window. That received a lot of notoriety around St. Louis.
And I'm missing this. What's going on?
Well, we have two adult males, one Caucasian, one black. The volunteer has volunteered to go into the home of the black male and install the plastic over the window while the black male resident sits there and watches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's racist. Would that be racist?
I most likely. I mean, almost everything's racist these days, it seems like. It's astounding, the things that get called racist. Now, using a hose to clean up urine and feces is racist. It's hard to comprehend what's taking place here in the public domain, in the public square. In terms of the civil conversation, has become so bizarre.
Yeah, it's really true, and that should be the bigger point, that the things that are being bounced around are, yeah, absolutely crazy. Like the Electoral College is racist. There's nothing racist about the Electoral College at all. It has nothing racist about it. It does not favor anybody.
It has a purpose. That is to stop the United States from becoming a democracy. That's the purpose of the Electoral College, is to stop us from becoming a democracy, which we are not. We are a constitutional republic.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and the point is very simple. In all the analysis I see, they never really talk about the point that stuffing the ballot box in one or two spots, if you can get some key people to stuff the ballot box, those few key people can continually turn an election and therefore run away with the country in short order. And once they do, then you've lost your country. And so and that's what happened. It's been happening. In fact, analysis for the election fraud, I came up with the fact that there are people in Congress who've never won their seat by a fair election. It's always been by manipulation, and probably if there were a fair election, they probably would have never been in Congress in the first place. So we have people who have professional lives depend on illegal elections.
That's right. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jeremy Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 28th of August. We're going on a cruise. It will be a fun time. It will be a romantic time if you choose it to be. Valentine's Day falls right in the middle of the cruise. We're leaving Florida Saturday, the 9th day of February, returning a week later on the 16th. All the details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. Leon Green will be with us. We're going to be joined by some other notable people to be announced. If you don't have internet access, you want our cruise director, Betsy Murphy, to mail you a nice full-color flyer, just give Betsy a call at 636-530-9502. I say again, Betsy Murphy, our cruise director, her telephone is 636-530-9502. I hope you can join us. It'll be a lot of fun. Visiting Professor James McCanny, his website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you've got not one but two weekly radio shows. Tell us about how people can listen live and to the archives, if you would please, sir.
John, every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads airs, and then also that re-airs about 10 times in different venues. So all of that information on my webpage, and then also the weekly paid cast is $3.95 a month for extra deep dive into scientific topics. And right now I have my education on course, 100-week program. In other words, 100 sessions that is designed for preschool, K-12, and university, and then along with all of the other paid casts that go back now 3 years I've been doing the paid cast. So there's a lot of material there, and that's available on my webpage. So that's the two different shows, all of that available access on my webpage.
Okay. We got some good news, a bit of sanity returning to education. The College Board last May said they were going to add something called the adversity score to the SAT test. Testing. That's been dropped, Jim. I'm sure you recall that. It was kind of a bizarre thing that they wanted to add to the SAT testing, but they have dropped that. I guess the pushback got to be too much, wasn't it?
The adversity, what's this now?
Adversity score. You must have been in a jungle looking for some ruins.
I have been,
When this happened. Last May, the College Board announced they were going to add an adversity score, a score ranging from 1 to 100 based on students' social and economic background.
So
if you came from a poor family in a bad neighborhood, your adversity score would be higher, and that would give you an edge in the SAT test.
Well, I'll tell you, I came from what you might consider a very poor background, and I did very good. That's before people studied for it. That's before people had all kinds of advantages in preparing for these kind of tests. So if you want to study and do well, you can do that in spite of the fact that you're poor. My parents didn't have any money. And I didn't have an adversity score to add to mine, and I worked hard.
That's right. That's
the simple end result.
We got a caller and holder. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello, hello, Dr. McCanny. I have a question about hurricanes and their relationship to and the strange physics of spinning disks. I understand that hurricanes, do they have any hyperdimensional or quantum mechanical effects on space or on matter? Because I've seen, I read it in David Spinning Disks and David Percy and Mary Bennett's book Dark Moon, that spinning disks have some peculiar physics related to quantum mechanics and hyperdimensional effects. And I've seen, and they have effects like these, like stakes being ending up stuck right through trees. Is it like they just been inserted through without making splinters? And
that's due to the high velocity, but no, there's no quantum physics involved here. It's macro physics. It's very simple, based on the fact that these storms are powered from electrical currents that come from the ionosphere, and you can enhance that, you can diminish it, but there are techniques for diminishing that, and when a hurricane landfalls, what it's doing is shorting out electrically. You can artificially short a hurricane out. In fact, the one that's coming right now, Dorian, is a perfect example of a hurricane that could be shorted out before it ever gets to Puerto Rico. Also, especially as it moves up through the Bahamas and especially as it moves off to Florida, this is a storm that should never cause any significant damage. And by shorting it out, what you do is you put shorts out and basically tethered balloons. You short the storm out before it makes landfall. And what happens is you knock the wind out of it, you drop the rain out of it before it makes landfall. But no, there's no special just quantum
effect. Okay, John, thank you for the call. We got a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wednesday, the 28th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. The reports we're getting about central banks buying gold, well, that's not fiction. That's real. If you think you want to have a little gold or a little silver yourself, just go to my website. You'll see at the top of my website what looks like a Christmas gift, a red box with a gold ribbon on it. Just click on that. That's the landing site for Swiss America and Steve Hunt. Steve Hunt will help you figure out what you need to do for you and your family. That would be a good thing. Also on my website, you'll find energy cleaners. Yes, I use mine every night. I'm a pretty active guy. I'll be getting out my 750-pound motorcycle about noon today and going for a pleasant ride here through the Ozark Hills. And yesterday, I had the Kubota tractor out moving gravel. Part of that time I had to use a shovel to move gravel. That's some pretty hard manual labor. Did I go to bed with minor aches and pains last night? Well, I did. I woke up pain-free this morning, used my energy cleaner. I had a great night's sleep. I sleep as good as a small child every night. $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Keep in mind, if you're doubting Thomas, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. So check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it at my website, where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9292. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And, Jim, we got another caller on hold here. We have Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Professor McCanny. I have a question. We know that there's several factors that are affecting our weather right now besides just the Gulf Stream, the manipulation with the laser satellites and everything. My question is the pole shift. Like, Spain just had a huge hailstorm. And my question is this why we're seeing cold weather where it normally isn't? Is it the pole shift as well?
Well, there's no pole shift going on. And I'm sorry, where did you say there was a hailstorm?
She didn't say. Where was the hailstorm?
Spain. It was Spain.
In Spain?
Paul Begley reported on it. It was in Spain.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, here's the issue. The individual weather events, if they appear to be abnormal, typically are within normality. And it's like one event does not prove, you know, there's abnormal weather or weather manipulation. When I look at hurricanes, for example, and talk about, say, Hurricane Michael being a manipulated storm, there's physical things you're going to look at to determine that that's going on, like the eye wall and the things that it does, like going from a Cat 1 to Cat 5 hurricane in 3 hours, which is impossible as it makes landfall, you know. So, but an individual, you know, like hail in, they've seen hail in Egypt, you know, so it's not, you know, something that's, you know, out of the ordinary individual event. If you start having hail, hailstorms every day in Spain, then you might start looking at something.
I see. But they did also have snow in the Arabian Desert.
Yeah, in a place like Atacama in Chile. They might have, or in Chile, Argentina, they might have snow because it's very cold. It's a desert, driest place on Earth, and they may have frost on the ground that turns into crystals. But, you know, so there again, it doesn't prove anything, or it's the weather can be pretty extreme, even in places where you typically don't have that kind of weather.
Right. And a follow-up, I'll ask people sometimes, Jim, in a public meeting, how many North Poles are there? And, of course, people say one. Well, there's two North Poles. There's true North, which is the axis of the Earth, and there's magnetic North. And people hear about magnetic North moving, and they think, oh, no, there's a pole shift. That's not what we're concerned about. Magnetic north moving is not the concern. True north moving, if and when it ever happens, that would be the concern, wouldn't it, Jim?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, we probably go through a complete pole shift of the north magnetic pole probably a couple times, probably on average once a month because of the way the solar magnetic field comes in and changes it. And so the poles moving around, or the actual physical pole moving around, it's not like it's in one place. It's a combination of five different factors, including plasma magnetic fields, that are shifting all the time. In fact, you can hold a compass during a solar storm and watch the compass move. So anyway, pole shift is a word that's been tossed around too much. And typically people are talking about the magnetic pole, not the physical pole.
That's right.
I get this all the time. Well, the moon's not where it's supposed to be. It always used to be over there. Well, no, the moon has really erratic movements because of its orbit relative to Earth's orbit, both of which are very much tilted, which, by the way, proves that Earth's orbit is not its original orbit. And the same with the moon's orbit is not its original orbit, or like Mercury's orbit is not its original orbit. something has happened recently to cause it, recently being astronomically recent, to cause it to be very, very different from a normal circular orbit that's in the plane of Jupiter, which should be the basis of our solar system. So anyway,
right,
that's
right. And Elizabeth, did we answer your question?
Pretty much. He just mentioned Jupiter. Now, I know that there has been things colliding with Jupiter. Is that what you're referring to?
No. Jupiter is gravitationally the basis of our solar system. It orbits the sun in the equatorial plane of the sun. And when the planets, all of the other planets and moons and things, the thousands of things in the solar system, when they're above the plane of Jupiter's orbit, they get pulled down. Where they're below the plane of Jupiter's orbit, they get pulled up. So they get pulled into the plane of Jupiter's orbit. And so when you find things like Mercury, which has a very elliptical orbit that is not in the plane of Jupiter, then that's because something happened to it. Or the Earth's moon that is very much out of that plane also, then something happened to it to cause its orbit to be different, because within relatively short time astronomically, Jupiter's going to pull everything into its plane, the plane of its orbit. So if you find things that are out of that plane, then you can go back and find... You may not be able to find what caused the differences, but you can say that they happened. And in the case of like Mercury, which is very close to the sun, it should be very much a circular orbit in the plane of the bulge of the sun, which is due to gravitational spinning. But it's not. So something recent happened to it on an astronomical scale, meaning that a big comet probably came in and affected its orbit recently, astronomically. I'm not talking about last year recent. I'm talking about astronomically recent.
Right. Elizabeth, thank you for your call. We need to move on, my dear. Thank you. Next, we go to John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. I've got a question, but I'm listening on the phone, so for me to hear the answer, please keep the line open. I heard you both say something that brought a smile to my face. Earth has two poles, one magnetic and one, I guess, the true pole. My question is simple. How do you find the second pole? How do you find the pole of the axis? How do we do that?
Well, it's somewhat of an average because it's constantly moving a little bit. So it's like it's taken as an average, and they typically do it from outer space now. The old explorers walked around with a magnet until they found where the magnetic field didn't go in any particular direction. It comes out of the Earth like the North Pole of a little magnet that you hold in your hand. But what the early explorers did not understand is that there are five layers to that magnetic field, and only one of them has to do with the physical Earth. The other four layers are plasma. They have to do with the ionosphere and the Van Allen belts and other electrical currents that are up above in space. As long as we're talking about this, the magnetic North Pole has been moving from a location near Baffin Island over the last number of thousands of years, and it's migrating up to the true North Pole, and it's going to continue to do that. And some people go, oh, it's going to shoot past the North Pole, and then there's going to be a pole flip. And there's all kinds of goofiness around this topic. But what's going on is within the last 10,000 years, we had a physical pole shift, which actually did happen, and it was due to the fact that we know what happened. It's very well documented, and something that modern science completely denies, but a large comet, which was captured by Jupiter, came by Mars, removed its ocean and atmosphere, came by Earth, and caused a physical pole shift along with many other effects, and then became the planet Venus. That's very clear scientifically. But thanks to an idiot named Carl Sagan, nobody can talk about this. Fortunately, people are getting back to the understanding this from a physical point of view. And I had an interview a couple weeks ago with a guy named Mark Gaffney, who's in the process of completing a book. He's doing some very good studies showing that the old North Pole was near Baffin Island prior to the pole shift that occurred within the last 10,000 years. And we have a pretty good time for the dating of that, although it's something that is not the point. The point is that within recent historical time, there is now physical evidence for that pole shift, and the Earth doesn't just jump up and do this by itself. It needs help from outside. So anyway, that's a little bit of extra information.
All right. I understand finding the magnetic pole. What my question was, how do we find the non-magnetic pole? If we have two poles, how do we find it, Doctor?
Oh, the non-magnetic pole is a spin. Oh, that's easy. Anybody can do that. Anybody can do that. Just here's an easy way for an amateur to do it. Take a camera with a time-lapse photography, put it on a tripod, and point it north. And you will see over the course of the night the stars tracking out circular orbits around the true north. And the North Star will actually orbit within about 1 degree of true north. But that's a very easy way.
Is that not Ezekiel's wheel within the wheels? Is that not evidence for a flat stationary plane with circular heavens?
No. If you want to measure the circumference of the Earth, it's very easy to do. There's about 10 ways to do it. It's like measuring the size of the room you're in to show that the Earth is round. So the old, of course, view was that the firmament was moving around Earth, which is not the case. The Earth is spinning on its axis.
Okay. One other thing, we look at the face of a clock, the analog clock, grandfather clock. I suppose that we're coming to the point because we've been here so long that we have gone to digital, and we don't understand that even the Bible, John, says that the stars would be for the times and the seasons. Relation to the heavens moving through a face and the hands on an analog watch, even to the point where you have a crystal over the face of the watch. We had to do away with that and put digital numbers and hide truth. So thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thanks for the call, John. This whole flat earth thing continues to take on a life of its own. A friend of mine is caught up in that, Jim, and apparently there was an anomaly that I can't explain, but it allowed people in Canada to see a city across in the United States, across one of the Great Lakes, for a few hours. My response is, if the Earth was flat, you could see it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, not just when this specific anomaly took place. But people get caught up in these things that are strange and bizarre, don't they, Jim?
Yeah. You can measure the circumference. I heard of some guy, he's going up into an airplane. He's a flat Earth guy. It's like, no, you can measure the circumference of the Earth any place on Earth that you can see. An ocean or a lake, like the Great Lakes, are a good example, where you see the end of the water as the horizon. And you go up on a hill 600 feet minimum, more if it's available. And with inexpensive equipment you can buy at the hardware store, a level and a protractor and a compass, you can measure the circumference of the Earth. There's 10 ways to do it. That's one way. But it's like measuring the room that you're in. You take a tape measure, you measure it, and here's how big it is. And so you can measure the circumference of the Earth. You don't have to go into an airplane. And so that's the simple answer. People try and make it into something complicated, or you know, their perception, because it's like in say calculus, if you're on a curved surface, as you get smaller and smaller, which we are, we're very small compared to the surface of the Earth, it looks flat, but it's only a local appearance, and so people extend that. My favorite one is a guy saying, look at the boats. There's a little teeny boat, and it goes off, and it kind of disappears into the distance. And he says that boat proves that, disappearing proves that he's going to infinity. But we'll pick this up on the other end of the break.
Let's do that. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Gentlemen, Jerome Oldham on Wednesday the 28th, visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website is jmccsci.com, linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, let's see if we can put this flat earth fantasy to bed, please.
Here's what Columbus did and a lot of other people. They sat on a hillside and they watched the ships come in. And if a ship is big, I'm not talking about a little powerboat or something, I'm talking about a big ship, as it goes out to sea, you know, and it's not very far, you start to not see the bottom of the boat. And as it goes farther and farther, you can still see the boat very clearly because it's a big boat. And all of a sudden, if it goes far enough, it simply dips down below the horizon. And so Columbus would see the sailing ships come in. The first thing you would see is the flag at the top, then the mast, and then the ship, and then finally the bottom of the ship as it got close enough. Your horizon is from a 600-foot hill is about 21 miles. That's about how far away the horizon is. And you can see the roundness of the Earth from a 600-foot hill. That's how simple this is. And the way of measuring that is very simple. You simply take a level and you put it out towards the horizon, and then you measure the angle of the real horizon that you see where the water ends. So you got to do this on a clear day. It only has to be 20 miles away, visibility 20 miles. And you can measure exactly, very, very exactly, with very crude equipment, you can measure the circumference of the Earth. So it's something any idiot could do. It's something any apt third grader could do. So there should not be any discussion. This is something you could measure. So anyway.
Jim, why couldn't I get on top of the Empire State Building with an astronomical telescope and point it at the Eiffel Tower and see it?
Yeah, because it's the Earth is curved.
Yeah. You know, an astronomical telescope can magnify tremendously, even one that you would use in a high school astronomy class would magnify sufficiently to see the Eiffel Tower, which, of course, you could see that if the Earth was flat from the Empire State Building, couldn't you?
Well, here's something you can do. Let's go to, say, some islands. Go down to the Caribbean. You know, something that this would be a fun thing for flat earthers to do. They could actually have a vacation, have some fun, and do something intelligent. Go down to the Caribbean islands where the islands are close together and drive up into the hills on the Caribbean island that you're on. And then you would start to see other islands appear in the distance. And as you drive back down the hill, you would see those islands disappear. Something very simple. And so then the flat earther would then have a good time, have a vacation, and actually learn something at the same time.
Right. Well, as the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line ship is leaving Cape Port Canaveral next February, we will gradually see the skyline of Port Canaveral get smaller and smaller, and eventually see the tops of and not see no buildings at all, wouldn't we?
Right, and it doesn't disappear on the horizon. You can still see it. It's big. It just goes under the horizon.
Exactly.
And that's because, and maybe they would make up a story. Well, that's because it's sinking into the ocean and it doesn't exist anymore.
Jim, thank you, sir. Have you back next week.
See you, John.
We've got a top hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.